Proclamation number 7217, dated the November 29th, 1958. Trials in old age. Love and patience. I quite often have to admonish you to persevere with love and patience until the end of your life. These trials cannot be prevented if you want to reach the final pinnacle. And you consciously started your course of life with the resolve to complete it in order to achieve a degree of light which will turn you into blissfully happy beings. And as long as this path has not come to an end, the trials will not end either. The triumph over each one signifies time and again yet another step of ascent. But you don't have to be at all afraid of the lost stage of your earthly progress. For you have formed a bond with me, and that means that I always walk beside you, even though you occasionally think that you are alone and abandoned by me, who is nevertheless even closer to you the more desperate the situation is in which you find yourselves. And therefore you should always remember that love and patience have to be practiced by you at all times. The deeds of love give you the strength to achieve or overcome even the most difficult situation, that patience will give you inner strength, that it is a solid defense against the adversary who above all wants to unsettle your patience in order to create conflict and agitation in you, a state in which he can then work more easily and successfully. Remember that you can master everything with patience, then you will be his master. And then you will also very soon sense my presence, although I had never left you. If, however, your life proceeded completely uneventfully, without any tests, without any upheaval, your development would come to a halt and the remainder of your earthly life would be a waste of time, which you would regret one day in the kingdom of the beyond. For every person will naturally find it more difficult towards the end of life. Consequently, their spiritual achievements will be far more valued. After all, they require greater will and effort than is the case with more robust people who are still in the midst of their vitality. And remember that every day that is still granted to you on earth is a blessing. For you can work towards your salvation and will only be able to appreciate its value when you have entered the kingdom of the beyond. I surely know that it is an effort for you, and I will certainly also reimburse you with the just reward, whereas you could not expect anything special if your earthly life proceeded uneventfully and did not require you to use your will or to demonstrate your faith. And when the last day comes, you will thank me that I granted you the blessing of a long earthly life, for then you can also assess the wealth you had been able to gather, providing you use the time on earth well. No matter what happens to you, I am close to you. Always remember this, then love and patience will prevail in you when you are tested by suffering and have to prove yourselves. But do not give your soul's enemy the right to control you by inwardly objecting and losing your patience, for that is his weapon, to deprive you of your composure and to influence you, frequently with success. But if you stay calm and full of patience and humbly accept your fate, then he cannot touch you, but I can be even more effective and truly will not leave you in hardship and distress. Providing you always pass such tests and hand yourselves over to me in complete trust of my help. Amen.